What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real. This is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God, find victory, and grow in maturity in Christ Jesus. Today, we are talking about adultery. What is adultery? We touched on it briefly in the 10 biblical facts about marriage, but we're going to talk more about it in depth so that people can get an understanding of what adultery really is. Okay. We have this simplified view of it, and it's not that way. It's a little more complicated, and Jesus pretty much explains adultery in detail. So we're going to go through the scriptures. We're going to go through the Old Testament and the New Testament and show you, you know, what adultery is. So adultery comes from the word adulterate. You ever heard somebody say, I just want the unadulterated truth? Well, that's like a cup that's pure water, and then somebody puts poison in it or some kind of foul element in it, and now it's adulterated. All right. And adulterate means to corrupt, debase, or make impure by the addition of a foreign or inferior substance or element. And that's essentially what's happening when adultery takes place within a marriage. So here's what the biblical definition is: when a man has sexual relations with another man's wife. So let's go to the scriptures and I'll show you here. I mean, Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 22 through 27. And it says, if a man be found, we're coming from the King James Version, by the way. If a man be found lying with a woman married to her husband, then they shall both of them die, both the man that lay with the woman and the woman. So shalt thou put away the evil from Israel. It goes on to say, if a damsel that is a virgin be betrothed unto a husband, and a man find her in the city and lie with her, then ye shall bring them both out unto the gate of the city, and ye shall stone them with stones that they die. The damsel, because she cried not out, being in the city, and the man, because he have humbled his neighbor's wife, so thou shalt put away the evil from among you. So here we have an engaged woman to be married. As you can see, once again, she's a virgin, as you know, a damsel, a virgin, betrothed, or she's in the engagement period, as what we would call it. And a man goes and has sex with her. Okay. Once again, this is not rape. We're going to talk about rape in a minute. But she's considered married to that man. And if she does that while she's engaged, then she's going to be killed along with the guy who had sex with her. All right. So that's the law right there. And that's how God feels about adultery. Continuing on. Verse 25. And here's the word humble. He have humbled her. Humbled means to violate. She may have allowed this to happen, but it's a violation. When a woman who's married allows another man to have sex with her that's not her husband, she's allowing herself to be violated. That's a violation of the marriage. So she said, no, this is pleasurable. I want this. She's still violating her body. Just like fornication. They say you're sinning against your own body. Well, you say, no, I'm getting pleasure. No, God is saying you're sinning against your own body. You're violating yourself. Okay, you shouldn't be doing that to your body. So it's the same thing here. Verse 25. But if a man find a betrothed damsel in the field, and the man force her, see, this is rape now, and lie with her, then the man only that lay with her shall die. So in the case of rape, okay, she's betrothed, she's engaged, some guy run up on her and rapes her, he's going to die, she's not. And it goes on to say, but unto the damsel thou shalt do nothing. There is in the damsel no sin worthy of death, for as when a man riseth against his neighbor and slayeth him, even so is this matter. For he found her in the field, and the betrothed damsel cried, and there was none to save her. See, she didn't want this. She's trying to stay faithful to her husband to be. So he's going to get killed, the guy who raped her, but not her. Okay, so these are the laws. This makes sense. We all get that this is what adultery is. All right. So adultery always involves a married woman. That's it. Or a betrothed woman. So back in Israel, like I said, betrothed meant engaged, and they considered the person married. They just hadn't had the ceremony yet. They hadn't consummated the marriage. They were getting the money together to pay for the bride price and the dowry and all that kind of stuff. So they're still considered married. And that's why this is laid out this way. So this is what adultery does, because it just shows you what adultery is actually doing. And God explains you what's happening to a person when adultery goes down. Leviticus 18:16. It says, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's wife. It is thy brother's nakedness. Now, that's the King James. In another version, the New Living Translation, it says this way. Do not have sexual relations with your brother's wife, for this would violate your brother. So it's not only an offense to your brother, it's a violation unto him. See, the thing about it is, when two people are married, they're one. That's a one, or a unity, a one thing going on there. So it's like you almost having sex with the guy. If a man goes and has sex with another man's wife, he's almost like he's having sex with him. It's a violation unto him. It's like, you know, somebody grabs your wife's behind. Well, they pretty much grab the man's behind, because that's his wife. That's his body. They're one, you know. So that's what's happening with adultery. So if guys could look at it like that, that would be a better way of understanding what's going on. Okay. Here's another one. It's like it's gay, basically. It's gay rape, basically. It's, you know, you just ran up on a guy. That woman belongs to that man. Leviticus 18:20. We're going to skip down a few verses. It says, moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her. So when you are having sex with somebody else's wife, as a man who is committing adultery by having sex with another man's wife, he's also contaminating himself. Because it's almost like you're having sex with that guy, because you're violating yourself. So you're contaminating yourself. And this is what God is saying in the spirit realm. Now, you may think the man who's committing adultery, he's getting pleasure out of it. You know, he likes this woman, blah, blah, blah. No, he's violating himself. All right. It says, moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her. In the New Living Translation, it says, do not defile yourself by having sexual intercourse with your neighbor's wife. So once again, the adulterer here, which is the man, violates himself. It's like being gay, basically. You did something gay, basically. That's not what's being said here, but it's like that, you know, because that's pretty much that guy. And you just did something to yourself. You know, that's my way of talking about it. You know, Leviticus 20:10. Let's read that. And the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. So I just read this scripture to show you the titles for the parties within adultery. When somebody's committing adultery, the man is labeled an adulterer and the woman is labeled an adulteress. All right. So everybody kind of gets that. If a married woman is involved with another man that's not her husband, that's adultery. Okay. Now notice it doesn't mention anything about a man who's married stepping out on his wife or having sex with some other woman that's single. It doesn't mention any of that. And the reason why is because that man is able to get multiple wives. So it's not adultery against his wife. It's actually considered fornication. And I'm going to tell you this, because find the scripture that says that. If the man who's married goes out and has sex with another woman that's not his wife, there's nothing in scripture that talks about that. It's not called adultery. It's called fornication, because he's not married to that woman. So he's still in sin and he's still in danger to hellfire if he doesn't repent. But it's fornication. It's not adultery. And it's not unfaithfulness, as we talked about as well. He just was deceptive and promiscuous, and he was a fornicator. He was sexually immoral. That's what he did. All right. Now, of course, as a married man, if he goes has sex with another woman that's married, then yeah, he's committing adultery at that point. Okay. So the man can commit adultery. But once again, adultery is always surrounding a married woman. That's the main thing here. There's always has to be a married woman in place. Just say your husband steps out on the marriage and has sex with a guy. That's fornication, because under fornication or sexual immorality is homosexuality, bestiality, incest, and premarital sex. So that would be considered homosexuality, which is under fornication. He committed fornication. All right. He didn't commit adultery. Even if that homosexual man he had sex with was married. All right. So it's always about this woman. If there's a married woman involved, it's adultery. All right. Now, here's some other reasons how you can become an adulterer. So, and these are the ones that people don't know about, and a lot of people are practicing adultery, you know, ignorantly right now. So let's go to Mark chapter 10, verses 11 and 12. And it says here, "And he saith unto them, whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery against her. Verse 12, and if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committeth adultery." So we see here it's divorce, putting away. So if a man who is married puts away his wife, he divorces his wife, gets another woman to replace her, he's committing adultery at that point. What caused it? Divorce. And he initiated it. It says here that whosoever shall put away his wife. So the man put away his wife. He divorced his wife and marry another committeth adultery against her. So he's committing adultery if he divorces his wife. He initiates the divorce, goes through with the divorce, puts her away, gets another woman and marries her and brings her in. He's committing adultery against the wife he put away. And he's in sin, perpetual sin, until he confesses his sins and repents. And that means you got to give up that second wife you got. All right. So then we're in Mark chapter 10 and we're going to the verse after 11. So verse 12, it says, "And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committeth adultery." All right. So if the woman decided, "I want a divorce," like we got going on in this country in America, where women have equal say in the ability to in a marriage. If she puts away her husband or divorces her husband and marries another, she is now committing adultery. Okay, so divorce and remarriage causes the adultery, basically. That's what's happening here. Now, there are clauses where you can do that and not be adultery. And that's what I'm going to talk about more in depth in the next sermon. But I just want to show you here that a lot of people currently in a second marriage, having divorced their first spouse, in God's eyes, they are committing adultery. This is the hardest thing I've seen in the book, because people, once they through with their partner, they don't want nothing to do with them. And then now they're saying they can't get nobody else. And it's like, if they do, now they're practicing adultery. It's real sad. It's real sad, you know, but this is how God feels about marriage. And as we read that passage long ago, and a couple sermons back about in 1 Corinthians 7, it says the wife is bound to the husband as long as she lives. This is what the scriptures say. Okay. While the Old Testament would allow divorces, the New Testament, while you can still get a divorce, if you do and get somebody else after that, it's considered adultery. All right. Now, I want to show you something else. Luke 16:18. And I know y'all, there's an exception clause too. And we'll talk about that in the next sermon. If the woman is found in fornication, then you can divorce her and not have a problem, be considered adulterous or anything if you get another wife. But we'll talk about that. So Luke 16:18, it says, "Whosoever put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery, and whosoever marry her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery." So now we got something extra here. Whosoever putteth away his wife. So if a man puts away his wife and marries another, he's committing adultery. And whosoever married that woman that was put away from her husband committeth adultery. All right. So here, what we see here is a woman that got divorced. She didn't want the divorce, or she wasn't in control of it. The husband said, "I don't want you no more. Get away from me." She's put out. Okay. The divorce is finalized. She's done. But if anybody marries her, they're committing adultery and she's committing adultery. Why? Because God says she still belongs to that man. That's why. A wife is bound to her husband as long as he lives. So who cares? Yeah, y'all broke up, but you can't get remarried. So if a man puts away his wife and marries another, he's committing adultery. If a wife puts away her husband and marries another, she's committing adultery. But we see also something extra here. If the wife is put away by her husband, if anybody comes into contact and want to marry her and they get remarried or whatever, that's adultery. Because she's still considered part of that man. That's still it's adultery. However, we don't see where the man, if he's divorced by his wife, to say, okay, his wife divorces him in one of these American marriages right now, that's, you know, all the women pretty much are initiating divorces in the United States, all right? If your wife divorces you and you try to hold on to her, say, hey, come back, I don't want to do this, and she leaves anyway and gets his papers signed about, and however that goes and she's done, there is nowhere in scripture that says, well, you can't get another wife. It doesn't say that if anybody marries you as a man, or if you marry another woman in place of your wife leaving you, that is considered adultery. It's only for that woman. If she breaks up the marriage, she's committing adultery if she gets remarried. But if for you, you can get remarried. Okay. There is nowhere in scripture that says to the man, if your wife leave you, you can't get remarried, because that's considered adultery. Nowhere does it say that. It only states that if, as a man, you divorce your wife and then get another one, now you're committing adultery. So it's about the breaking up of the marriage. Who broke it up? If the woman breaks it up, or if the man breaks it up, it's still messed up for the woman, no matter what. If the woman breaks it up, the man can at least get another wife. And the reason for that is not good for man to be alone. The whole reason why God created women was to help the man. He said it's not good for him to be alone. So I see that and what women were created for is to help him. So for his wife to leave him, God looks down with pity on that man and says, okay, you need to help me. So that's why I believe that's there. But I also feel for the women. Look at it from their perspective. You got a dirty dog man who discarded his wife. What provision is there for her? Well, in scripture, there's none. She either going to have to get back with that joker or remain single. So when ladies, women of God, when you hear this, you got to be very close to God when it comes to accepting a man for marriage, because you don't want no knucklehead. And I get emails from women, my husband this, my husband that. Okay. Ain't nothing I can tell them, but, well, you can leave them if you want, but God hates divorce and you can't get remarried. You're either going to submit to him and try your best to walk in the spirit so that you can somehow through your life change his behavior. You know, God work on him because you're such a godly woman, and you know, that can alter that, because the Bible talks about that actually happening. But other than that, if he puts you away, that's it. So it's those ladies. So this is what I see in scripture. I don't walk in my feelings when I study the scriptures. I just read it verbatim. Okay. I read it in context. And I encourage you all to take these passages that I just gave you and read them in context. And you'll see the same thing. Okay. There's room for the man if the wife runs away and divorces him. He can get another one. But for the woman, if she gets divorced, or if she initiates the divorce, if she is divorced by her husband, or if she initiates divorce and runs away, she can't get remarried. If so, she will be considered an adulteress. All right. So that's all I got for you. This is the hard truth about adultery. We all know this about a married woman stepping out of the marriage and having sex with somebody else, another man. Okay. We all know that. But what we didn't know is that if the man does that, the husband has sex with some woman outside the marriage that's single, that's not adultery. We didn't know that. We've been telling men that they're committing adultery when they do this, when it's fornication. That's what it is. If she's a single woman, it's fornication. All right. The other thing we didn't know is that the divorce causes adultery. If the man divorces his wife and gets another wife, it's adultery at that point. All right. And if the woman initiates a divorce, she's committing adultery if she gets remarried. Now, what we didn't know is that if the man loses his wife to divorce because she wants to run away and do what she want to do, he can get remarried. So it's a beautiful thing for men today who are dealing with this feminism thing here, and their wife just want to divorce him. Initially, I said, well, it must apply to the man just like it applies to the woman. So if the woman gets divorced, she can't get remarried. If the wife divorces the man, he can't get remarried. But the scripture don't say that. See, I was making men and women the same. This is what the scriptures say, y'all. Look them up for yourself. Okay. This is what God said about marriage. Don't go back to the Old Testament talking about where they wrote a bill of divorcement and all that stuff. Look, we'll talk about that more in detail in the next sermon about divorce and remarriage. But adultery is clear in scripture. It's clear. Okay. Once again, adultery is always involving a married woman, not a married man. Okay. married man can step out on his wife and commit fornication. That's what he's doing. If he go have sex with another woman, that's not adultery. He's just going out and having sexual immorality. That's what he's doing. Okay. And he's wrong for that. And if he continues to practice that, he will go to hell. That's the same thing as somebody practicing adultery. The thing about adultery is this. Marrying another person, you're in perpetual adultery. You can't say, well, I'm in a new marriage and I realize that that's adultery because I was previously married and I initiated the divorce. Or you're a woman, you know, one of the two. And it happened that way. You can't say, well, oh, Lord, forgive me for my adultery and then go on with the second marriage. You can't do that because you're still committing adultery at that point. If a married man has a wife and his wife continues to step out on him, goes to sleep with this other guy, she keep going downtown and meeting this guy at her house and having sex with him, that's adultery. That's another adulterous encounter. Another adulterous encounter, okay? And the only way to stop the adultery is to stop going to that guy's house, stop having sex with him in the relationship. The same thing if you get remarried. If you're married to somebody in a second marriage and you know that's adultery, now that we've seen scriptures, you got to break the marriage up. And then here you go. I've had people say, well, God hates divorce. And there's a passage. I'm going too far. I'm leaving. I'm digressing. We're going to talk about this in the next sermon. Okay. I understand how these scriptures sound, how sad they are for a lot of people. And I can't find anywhere where there's room for a woman to get remarried if she gets divorced, other than the man dying. You know, and I'll talk about this in the next sermon because I'm digressing now. But that's what adultery is. Okay. Until next time, walk in the Spirit and be blessed.